Masechet Shivi'it, Perek Tet, Mishnah, Aleph. Anybody who owned land in Eretz Israel is obligated to let other people enter his property during the Shemitah year and take whatever is growing there. A person cannot guard it. If a person does guard his property, he locks his gate, he prevents people from coming in, has violated a mitzvah. And a person is forbidden to buy produce from someone who protected his land, because by doing that, he's in a sense mesayeya ledvar avera. He's assisting somebody in a law that he's breaking against the Torah. Generally, ameha aretz, people who are ignorant, people who do not know Torah law, are suspected of not observing the laws of Shemitah properly. Therefore, a person is not allowed to buy most items from an ameha aretz during the Shemitah year. Our Mishnah is going to list 6 items that a person is allowed to buy from an ameha aretz during the Shemitah year. There are exceptions, as we will explain. Mishnah says, ha-pegam, v'hayarbuzin, ha-shotim, v'ha-halaglogot, kusbar shebaharim, v'akarpas shebaneharot, agargir shel afar. 6 different items over here. Rue, wild asparagus, purslane, mountain coriander, river celery, and meadow rocket. All of these items, Mishnah says, are peturin min ha-ma'asrot, v'nilkahin mikol adam b'shevi'it. They are exempt from terumot ma'asrot in non-Shemitah years. A person is not obligated to take terumot ma'asrot from these items that grow and give them to Kohanim or Levi'im or Aniim. And they're also v'nilkahin mikol adam b'shevi'it. They are bought from any person during the Shemitah year. Even Am Ha'aretz is relied on. We're not nervous that these items that we're buying came from him when he broke the laws of Shemitah. Why? She'en kayotze bahem nishmar, because no vegetables like these are protected by the owner. These items that we mentioned are so worthless, they're worth so little, that the owner has basically abandoned them and give up the rights of ownership to them no matter what, even though they may grow in their land. No amharet in his wildest dreams would ever guard these items, and he would never lock his gate for people to come in. Therefore, since they're worth so little, we can buy them from an Am Ha'aretz because we have no suspicion that he guarded them in an illegal fashion. Mishnah continues on a totally different topic where it talks about sefihin. Sefihin are aftergrowths. What does that mean? An aftergrowth is something that grew from seeds that fell from the crops of the 6th year, and then they grew something new during the 7th year. Technically, on a Torah level, they are not asur to eat during the Shemitah year. They're not biblically prohibited. They're only asur midrabanan from the rabbis, because the rabbis were concerned that people were going to grow plants in an unlawful manner during the Shemitah year. And then when people see them, or people see the developed product, they'll claim that it's aftergrowth of the 60 years crop. And in order to prevent this, Hakamim said, all aftergrowths are asur, they're forbidden. And the Mishnah here is going to give us 3 different opinions as to what species, what items are included in this rabbinic decree against aftergrowths. Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sefihei Hardal Mutarin, Shelo Nechshedu Alehen Ovrei Avera. When it comes to aftergrowth of mustard seed, we're going to say that's allowed, that's permitted. Because even the people who violate the halakha are not suspected of planting mustard seed and claiming their aftergrowth. Why? Because when it comes to these aftergrowths, they're so worthless in a way. They have such little value to them that nobody would go to such lengths to plant mustard seeds and then break the law and say that they're really sefihin, that they're really aftergrowths. Nobody would do that. They're worth so little, so nobody would go through the whole motions, this whole strategy. So automatically, when a person is he wants mustard seed, he could assume automatically that they're aftergrowths, and aftergrowths are not really a problem on their own. They're just a problem because of what people are going to claim they are. So here, there's no claim, there's no possible opening for somebody to do this be'isur. According to this opinion, all other species, though, are included in the rabbinic decree. A person cannot have any other type of aftergrowths. Mishnah continues with a second opinion to be Shimon Omer. Kol ha-sefihin mutarin. According to him, all aftergrowths are permitted. Chutz misefihei keruv she'en kayotze bahem b'yarkot sadeh. Except for the aftergrowths of cabbage, because when you have aftergrowths of cabbage, they look exactly like the ones that were planted in the ground, the ones that were planted in the field. So a person, the buyer, has no way to distinguish. If he sees a cabbage is a cabbage. He wouldn't be able to know if it's an aftergrowth cabbage, which is technically allowed, or if it's a cabbage that was grown in a way that was be'isur. So therefore, according to him, he can't really distinguish between the two, and therefore, we're nervous that what he's receiving is really Shemitah product, a person planting in be'isur during the Shemitah year. But when it comes to all other vegetables, a person, the seller wouldn't be able to pretend that what he planted is an aftergrowth. He couldn't fool the buyer, because vegetables that are planted deliberately grow in a way where they're bigger, where they're healthier, and they're very noticeable that they're planted a certain way, as opposed to aftergrowths, which grow accidentally, and they look different, and they're not grown to their full portions. So therefore, there's no reason to ban any form of aftergrowth, according to this opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, except for the aftergrowths of cabbage. A third opinion, Hachamim Omrim, Kol HaSifchin Asurin, all types of aftergrowths are forbidden. There are no exceptions to this rule. Hachamim here really agree with Rabbi Shimon. They agree that really the only problematic aftergrowth is an aftergrowth of cabbage, because that's the one you can't distinguish between what was actually planted in the ground and what was actually an aftergrowth. So you could be fooled by the person selling it. But with all other vegetables, you can't be fooled. But why did Hachamim here ban all forms of aftergrowths? Because they were concerned that if they had any leniency whatsoever, it would undermine the necessary decree against eating cabbage aftergrowth. So therefore, they made a laplug. They made a rule with no exception. If any type of aftergrowth is being marketed as an aftergrowth, you can't buy it in order to not undermine the rule against with cabbage. And they had a no exception rule. No aftergrowths are allowed to be sold during the Shemitah year.